So Lee and Heidi joined us. Hi, you guys. Welcome.
Turn your phone off. Okay. Just the...
Settings.
No, just the... Go push up. Okay, let me show you. Sorry, guys, one second. I don't want this to go off in the middle of a... Go there.
No, I always go to settings and do it.
It's faster if you just swipe up.
I never can make it swipe up. But there it does it. So I just saw how you did that.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Thank you. We're trying to make sure we navigate through our technology.
I don't want her phone going off in the middle of a meditation. Was the invocation recorded? Yes, it was, Mooney Kai. Mm-hmm. All right. And then I'm going to do, the little bit at the front end of it was cut off because I realized we weren't recording.
Oh, I thought I pushed it. Mm-mm. Sure. Mm-mm.
So, but the majority of it is. It was only a couple minutes. Okay.
So I do want to just share a little bit about it. And I know it's, you know, but I think it's important because as I was,
I'm just turning up the volume of the microphone, but we're okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, those invocations are always channeled. And so I'm never sure where they're going to go, if they're going to be short or they're going to be long. And this one, of course, I'm sure each of you heard it, clearly had spirit release in it. And I would also call it curse unraveling in shamanic terms. I'm not sure if it was this group who asked about the curse unraveling.
I think it was at Reiki Circle, wasn't it?
No, it was in one of these groups. Yeah. And I answered about it. And so that really just occurred. First of all, always let me be clear that what I channel is not what's making the Reiki do what it does. I'm just able to verbalize what it's showing me it's doing. I'm able to observe it and verbalize it. So that's not what is making happen. And the way that happened, you know, I was observing that spirit release was taking place, and I don't know where or why. Definitely, you know, it indicated when it said they're being taken into the light, that they were taken into the, taken home. So to me, when I see that, that feels like someone who simply didn't cross over for one reason or another. So there, we call them a discarnate being. And the way I observed this one is they were actually being greeted by their loved ones in the same way as we envision that happening when we go into the light originally. But I think it was just important to bring that awareness to you guys because that is part of how that works. And it's really a very compassionate, loving practice and experience. And you can see that it's gentle, and it's gentle for what is being released as well as the person it is being released from. It's a foundational understanding of how Reiki energy works. So there are other kinds of energies that do that same work. So we're all familiar with like an exorcism type of a work, or, you know, different other kinds of, you know, casting out types of work, things like that. The difference with this work is that it is so compassionate that it is actually lifting whatever it is from the person into the light and healing what whatever happened to it. You know, how in this case, it's like, okay, the angels come in and they take them home. Other times when I do spirit release, sometimes it's a spirit that also needs healing. It could be an ancestral history since ancestors were brought up. It could be, you know, a past life. It could be this life. It could be all kinds of stuff. The other thing that I really like with this technique and doing this work this way is how simple it is. I spent a long time becoming very skilled and in a lot of training to learn compassionate spirit release in my shamanic practices. And now in the work that I do, this is it. That is how it works. So it works like that, whether you're channeling it or not, or even whether you're perceiving it or not. And so I felt like as I was listening to it, that it was so deep that I thought it was something that we should go ahead, even though it's not our topic for tonight. I think it was important to cover just to give you guys an even deeper understanding of how the energy does that work. So it also did the curses, oaths, vows, and promises. And, you know, if you think about the oaths that people have spoken in this life or other lifetimes, you know, those can affect you. So anyway, are oaths spoken for you? Or sometimes what I also see is ceremonies that have been spoken for you. So for instance, in my case, I had the word spoken for me in my baptism as a baby. The words spoken that were not a match for me were actually released. So that was included in that energy too. And not this time, this happened way back when. But anyway, it does that kind of work too, where something that's spoken, like what I was shown in that case, is there was a lot about the ceremony I did agree with, but a lot that I didn't agree with. And so what I didn't agree with was removed, or healed is a better way to say it than removed. It was lifted into its light and, you know, released from me. And the burden of it all is carried into the light, so it lifts the burden off of us.
So, Colleen,
yeah,
can I mention a little something along those lines?
Yeah.
It's Julie.
Hi, Julie.
Hi. So, these oaths and other things that happen to us, you know, here in this life, and sometimes I think we carry them forward from other lives. Sometimes we're conscious of it, sometimes we aren't, but they actually pull on us, or they have the ability to pull on us, even if we don't know what that is, even if we're not connected to it. And we find ourselves acting sometimes, I should speak in the first person here. So if something like that would happen to me, I would be acting in a way that would make me even ask myself inside, ooh, what was that all about? Or, you know, I don't know what that is. I don't know why I do that. I don't know why I have that reaction to things. So what you spoke of, this releasing of vows, curses, oaths, and the like, and spirit attachments, it really is a big deal. And I think it's excellent that you brought it up in this time now and what were the energies were in, because they are able to be released so much easier now and more effective now. And in Reiki, there's the ability in this third dimensional space for it to occur, and the person becomes perhaps conscious of it later. So sometimes before this, it would be, we'd have to be conscious. I would have to be conscious of this thing before I could let it go, right? And now Reiki, this new Reiki, the Holy Fire Reiki and all the energies we're in, is saying, no, this is the gift.
Yeah.
If it isn't a match for you, if it no longer resonates to you, it's gone. And I think that's a tremendous gift to us right now. So I just wanted to acknowledge that it wasn't a little thing that you're talking about this and that you did this and you brought it up. And even in the spirit attachments, which aren't as spooky as I originally thought they were. I mean, these are just sometimes agreements made with other souls that have expired their usefulness. Yeah. And it's like, let's call it what it is. And I no longer agree to that, whatever agreement it was, to whatever, sometimes it's a thought pattern that's connected to the person that does all that. So I no longer agree to that. And I can be freed of that now. And then, of course, I believe that it just clears our fifth through at least 10th dimensional aspects too. So I don't mean to go on and on, but thank you.
That was really well said. I was glad we were recording and it's in the transcription.
Yeah, because I can't say it again.
Nice job. That just came through. but it's all of that is true, and it is important, and it is easy. And I also loved how you used the word, it's a gift, because that is one of the things that is really being highlighted in my work with Holy Fire 3 right now, is what are divine gifts? Mm-hmm. What are our divine gifts, but also divine gifts like this? This is a divine gift.
It's a blessing, yes. You know, right straight from source.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else have anything that... Because I think the way that it went through is pretty relevant for tonight's topic. And the journey that we're going to do tonight, it's a powerful journey. It's a long journey. It's probably a good 50 minutes long. So we're going to spend a good amount of time in it. So I think we're going to go ahead and move right into it now. Everybody good for a little bit longer? We don't need a break.
Well,
first.
We're going to move into the information first, and then we'll move into the journey.
Yeah, we'll do the information, take a break, and then do the journey. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. No, I think let's do it so we can have time to share at the end.
Yeah, we do because we think we'll have stuff to share at the end. You'll have stuff to share at the end.
Hi, Sue. By the way, it's good to see you.
Yes. Hi, Sue.
All right. Let me pull it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, and then we're gonna change the recording. Now, if I pause it, does it start a new recording?
No, but you can pause it.